You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Don't you see? It's so simple. Step one, we Google the biggest flops on Broadway. Step two, we find the crazy stories behind them. Step three, we see how they lose millions of dollars.
Millions?
Broadway isn't cheap. A lot of fancy people want to be producers. Step four, find out why the show won't go on. Step five, end this episode and head to Times Square.
Times Square? That'll never work. Only Broadway successes are in Times Square.
Oh, ye of little faith. Welcome.
I tried to do all straight tone. It just didn't work. Wait, let me do it again. Welcome.
Hey, theater geeks.
Hi, geeks. Welcome to intermission sode number three.
We're doing a lot more of these this season than we did last season.
Yeah, we're giving ourselves some break from all the research that we do.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you, Ebony. Actually, I do know about you. I do know exactly what you're going to say to this, that in October, like close to the middle of October, that it is still 90% humidity in the 80s.
I don't like this.
I don't either.
Guys, I love winter.
Love it.
I love winter. I love a crisp fall where I can start drinking
sweater
my tea.
Weather.
Like, and I've had one cup of tea.
I've got all these cute fall clothes, and I can't wear a single one of them because it's so hot.
Still in my freaking summer stuff. I don't like this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're a summer I'm not sorry at all. Well, you're done. It's October. You're supposed to be
you
done.
You had your season.
Puddle's face looking at me.
He's like,
hysterical.
Oh, but I love summer. He's such a doo-doo-doo dog.
He really is.
I love you, buddy. I'm dog-sitting five dogs right now.
Oh.
Well, I'm dog-sitting three plus my own two, so I have five dogs in the apartment currently.
And if you've just joined the show, I'm Ebony.
Oh, yeah,
and
I'm
that's Pamela. I just thought it was like...
Oopsie doodle. That's
all
okay.
The time.
Yes, they know. They come to expect this from us.
It's true.
So what do we have to talk about today?
First off, if you listen to the last intermission sode, we talked about Carousel.
Yeah.
The revival. And since we, like literally a couple of days later, it was announced that Betsy Wolf left the production.
Yes. Do we know why? Was it like
we
a
don't know
conflict?
She said scheduling conflict. Yeah. So there was a lot of speculation that, maybe she's going to play Eliza Doolittle.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say Hello Dolly, but not Hello Dolly. It's My Fair Lady.
Yeah, My Fair Lady.
Different show.
People thought she might play Eliza Doolittle.
Yeah.
In fact, I mean, that was an idea that popped in my head, and I immediately texted my friend Kevin, and he was like, oh, gosh, now I'm not going to be able to sleep because he's so excited about the idea.
But nope.
That's not what's happening.
It's not going to happen.
They did, though, announce the cast for My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Lauren Ambrose, who's going to play Eliza Doolittle.
Mm-hmm.
And do you watch Downton Abbey, Pamela?
I do.
Okay.
Well, so I have.
Did you watch the last season?
No.
Crap.
Sorry.
Okay.
I just watched until Matthew, spoiler, died.
Okay. So, I always very much identified with Edith, just like. Crap on pun crap upon crap
totally.
Happening.
Totally. I'm with you there. Yeah.
And so.
Middle child.
Her.
Redhead.
I'm the oldest, but still it's just like crap upon crap upon crap on my head. So I really needed that character story to end well. And her story did end super well.
Oh, good.
And the gentleman she ended up marrying at the end of the series is going to play, Professor Higgins.
I know. I was just about to say, because I was like, don't speak up because you don't know either.
Professor Higgins, yeah.
Yes. Henry Higgins.
Norbert Leo Butts is going to play Eliza's father.
Can't wait.
I know.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And then, let's see. There's... Everyone who watches Game of Thrones is very excited about this last piece of casting.
I don't watch
and I'll
that
be
one either.
Super honest. I don't watch it, so I don't know this woman, but her name is Diana Rigg.
Oh, Diana Rigg is like Masterpiece Theater, like Diana Rigg.
And so
she did a show, like it was a mystery show on PBS.
You got to find it because you know TV. I love my British mystery
shows. But it was, like, you know, it was like from the 80s, like the 70s or 80s. But she hosted it. It was so good. I used to watch it on PBS all the time as a kid. I can't remember.
You have
tell
to
me.
Send it
Everyone,
to me.
Somebody tell me. Yeah, I'll try to find it. I'll do
she's
it.
She's going to play Mrs. Higgins.
Awesome. Awesome.
So you know, the cast looks pretty good. And it's going to be Bartlett Share, Lincoln Center, and
Lincoln Center.
It's supposed to begin March? Question mark. I'm pretty sure that's right. If I'm wrong, tweet at me and be like, Ebony, you're wrong.
I mean, you've all kept your radio silence, so none of you can speak.
And then next piece of news. Okay, so War Paint is closing December 22nd. My sister is a big makeup person. Like, she's a stylist.
And, yeah. Does she do, like, the YouTube channel stuff?
She does not. She does not do the YouTube channel. she has, like, a regular full-time job in makeup artistry. So it's
cool.
Sort of difficult to... but anyway, she came to visit and we walked by War Paint and I was like, oh crap, Ebony, why didn't you tell her about this show? Like it's like right up her alley. I forgot all about it. Like it did not occur to me. So
is she going to be able to see it before?
I don't know. She's actually in Maryland like this weekend, but okay. She wasn't able to come to New York City. So
okay.
I don't think so. Oh. But So War Paint's closing December 22nd. What I'm super excited about, Patti LuPone, afterward, she's going to go to London and she's going to be in Company.
Oh.
And here's the fun part about this West End version of Company.
Tell me.
It's a female Company. So
all female cast or is it just like gender opposite?
It's gender opposite.
Awesome.
Yeah. So she's going to play Joanne, which she played in a 2011 concert.
Amazing.
And then the woman who is playing Bobby, which I think they just changed Bobby from a Y to an I. I'm pretty sure.
That's what I would have done.
Like I literally let me look it up in
Masterpiece Mystery. Is the name of that show.
Wait, but like Alan,
this is the picture of it.
Right, so Alan Cumming hosts it now, but it's... So, okay, so she did...
This was back in the 80s.
Okay, so she would host it when there was going to be, like, some mystery show came after it.
Yeah, she was the host of it.
Okay. And now Alan does it now.
I used to watch it all the time. I don't know if it's the same intro, but it was like this really British cartoon. And like there was a lady on the top of a grave.
It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but it is so like ingrained in my memory. It's fun. We're recording all of this.
It's fine.
That's all right.
It's exactly the same because I watch Grantchester, which is a murder mystery show. Mm-hmm. And they still have the woman... The cartoon lady
and her scarf flies away.
It's exactly the same. It's not been changed.
That's awesome.
So Bobby is going to be played by Olivier Award nominee Rosalie Craig.
Okay.
Patti LuPone's going to sing Ladies Who Lunch as Joanne. and it's going to be directed by Marianne Elliott.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
So this is exciting. I wish it was going to be open until I get there, not this coming November, but next November. It might. Okay, so performances are set to begin on September 26, 2018.
Oh!
So I might get to see it. And if I get to see it, we will record an intermission episode about me going to London and seeing
and telling me theater. All about how wonderful your trip is. Great.
Oh, gosh.
We get it. You've got a really fabulous life.
Sometimes.
Well, I'm surrounded by dogs, and I don't know if you've ever slept in a queen-size bed with five dogs before, but it's the best. You told me something about Scott Rudin.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the details.
That's cool. So, okay, so I'll give a little back, like a fun, cutesy little backstory. So, my old roommate and I were, now we're not still roommates, but we're like really good friends. We love ourselves some Laura Benanti.
Who doesn't? Oh, found out. Can I just quickly sidebar?
Sure.
That I was at an audition at Telsey and Company one time, and yeah. I was in using the bathroom, and in walked Laura Benanti, like, fully pregnant.
And oh, that's recent.
Like, very. And like, okay, to go into a little detail, but yeah. not a lot. I was using the restroom, and when I went to flush, it made, like, this enormous sound. Like, like... And it scared me a little, like, and so I made a little ooh sound, okay? And so as I came out of the stall, I was like, oh my goodness, I feel like the whole thing could have just imploded. And it was to Laura Benanti, who I didn't actually realize was out there. I was just saying it out of an awkward silence. Uh-huh. And so she kind of like went, and like, you know, awkwardly laughed at me. But then I went, so then I, you know, went out and I was waiting for my audition and stuff. And she came out of the bathroom maybe 5 minutes later, and she comes over to me where I'm sitting, and she goes, I see exactly what you mean about the toilet. It was so funny.
That's cute. She's so cute.
She is cute. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your story.
I love that. It was announced recently that Chelsea and one of her good friends, Molly, who work in PR, are starting their own PR firm for Broadway.
Oh.
And they have a combined 17 years working at DKC O&M for Rick. You're going to help me again. Miramontes. And their new company is going to be called Grapevine.
Cool.
So I actually didn't even follow Chelsea on Instagram until this announcement came out. And I love Girl Bosses.
Yeah.
Girl Bosses, that's a lot of fun for me. So I followed her immediately because I wanted to see like what her journey is going to be
with
trying to start up this PR firm. And so then the day after it was announced and she like posted on Instagram stories like her away message and everything. And she's like, you know, like it's scary. It's super fun, but super scary. I was on Twitter. And Blake Ross, who most people know, she's the editor-in-chief at Playbill, she was like, just saw this tweet that was like, what the F, Scott? Like, what does this do except, you know, tear down two brilliant women? And I was like, oh, geez, what happened? So I click on it, and producer Scott Rudin just was blasting these women. And it frustrates me. These women have 17 years... experience. Their roster of who they have going with them is baller.
Awesome.
So I think like, why can't we just encourage them? Which actually, funny enough, their boss, who they've left, is their biggest champion.
Oh,
he's like so excited
awesome.
For them. Yeah. And every word he has said is like super positive, and he thinks they're gonna like rock it.
Well,
and
what he's, exactly like, still working do you know exactly them. What Scott said?
Yeah. I'm opening up. It's on Deadline. It's ugly, guys. It's ugly.
So there's the warning.
Yeah. This is a quote. Rick Miramontes is the strongest and best press rep in the Broadway community. He's a venerated and valued colleague of the highest level of players working on the street. Because two spoiled children decide to start an agency representing clients paying them $1,000 a month and name their business after their wine consumption, and another spoiled child takes a desk at a WeWork because he doesn't want to have to work in an office, or be in any way responsible to anybody for any actual work product is meaningless to Rick and his clients. The guy is an institution. He's a one-off. None of these people are principals. Rick is the only principal in that shop, and that's why the clients revere him. He's got more showmanship in his left pinky than the three of them combined. I mean, come on.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sorry, first of all, if we look at this as a family, and Rick is the patriarch of the family,
yeah.
Would you want your children to just remain stunted and with you all the time, so you're just the best person in the whole entire world, but your children have done absolutely nothing? No. I'm going to say that that's probably not the case. And in fact, Rick has probably helped these three people get to a point where they feel so confident enough that they will step out in complete fear and start this new venture together. And I think that's admirable, because that is a scary thing to do, especially in a city like New York.
Yeah.
It is a very scary prospect to do anything new.
And he, I mean, Rick, to his credit, like, this whole spiel we're going to do is totally to their boss's credit, because he has not said one negative word. Like, he is championing the three of them to no end.
Awesome.
And to the point where the young man who left, he is still going to be working with. So
okay.
The young man has his own, like, he's sort of, like, gone freelance.
Okay.
But he's still going to be working closely with Rick and O&M. So great. It's...
And I'm sorry, like, why does Scott even care?
Well, and... Scott, didn't somebody have to encourage you to go out on your own?
Hello.
So,
yes.
Why are you unable to do that for other people? Because here's the thing. These young people coming up are going to take your place, because you're going to get older and you're going to die. So there's going to need to be somebody to take your place.
She's only telling the truth, people.
It's true.
Well, tell it.
And there's, I mean, I have a dear friend who we used to have this discussion, because she's a lady boss, and she was like, why is it that, especially, I mean, it a lot of times it happens between women, but just like women leaders tend to, like, break each other down. In this case, it's just leaders, like, breaking the younger people down.
The system is set up as almost like a Hunger Games scenario, but only for women.
Yeah.
Because there are less roles available and role. I'm not talking about theater. I'm talking about just active roles within a company.
Right.
There's always less for women. And so you've got these women that are pit against each other. And so that kind of an attitude, that competitive attitude, is almost subconscious anymore between women in a company,
right?
Because they feel like, well, if there's only one spot for a woman, I'm gonna get it,
right?
And the only way to get it is to go up against that other woman. It doesn't matter that they compete against another man, because you can't compete against a man in that kind of system, because the man always has the advantage. So there's another little feminist, Pamela. it's fun talking feminism.
I never
thought I was a feminist.
Oh, no, but you are.
Well, it shouldn't be considered feminism, though. It should just be considered common sense. One of the dogs just burped away. And it was a girl. So kudos to you. It's all right. You're forever in intermission, sode 3, Lola. You and your loud burp.
That was loud.
It was really loud. It should not be considered feminism. It should be considered common sense.
But it's not.
I know it's not, which is why it's called feminism. And which is why I will fight. And I don't know. Let's not turn this political. Okay. But you all know what I'm thinking. All of you women know exactly what I'm thinking right now. And it's a little scary.
But do they? Because a lot of them voted.
Okay, I'll give you
him.
A clue. Oh, jeez. You're right. They did.
I'm just saying.
I know. That's all I can say.
Moving on.
Okay, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, all.
Thank you. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bye.